Your daily Devo for June 22nd, 2022, titled A God of Our Own Making, written by Bob Black, read by Matthew T.G. We know that an idol is nothing at all in the world, and that there is no one but God. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 4. The prophet Isaiah must have had a great sense of humor. Describing in chapter 44 the absurdity of idolatry, he pictured a man cutting down a tree in the forest, maybe a cedar, maybe a cypress or an oak. Half the wood he burned for fuel. The other half he shaped into an idol and bowed before it in worship. "Save me," he cried to this block of wood. "You are my God." I picture Isaiah shaking his head in amazement. What if the guy burned the wrong half? Seriously, can anything be more ludicrous? The answer is yes, unfortunately. Nearly 2,700 years after Isaiah pulled back the curtain to reveal the foolishness of thinking we could be saved by gods of our own construction, the practice is still flourishing. And not just in developing countries. In our own high-tech culture, idolatry, the worship of the created rather than the creator, takes new forms, but is still the same empty promise. Maybe, the modern idol worshiper hopes, this God of my own making will fill the God-shaped vacuum in my heart. It doesn't, of course. It's just a modern-day version of that old block of wood. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow, an idol is nothing at all in the world. And that is precisely what it offers its worshipers. Nothing. Today's action step. Keep the altar of your heart reserved for God alone.
This devotional is provided to you by Wesleyan Publishing House and is used by permission. All scripture is taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version. For more information on content use or copyright, visit www.wesleyan.org/WPH.